This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, August 25th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Administration all in on biofuels, year-round E15 prospects, and cattle numbers dip. EPA sides with biofuel industry on a key issue. The battle over small refinery exemptions from the renewable fuel standard is moving to a new stage. On Friday, the agency granted small refinery exemptions for 5.34 billion credits, but the agency is now working on plans to reallocate credits issued for 2023 and later years. EPA issued exemptions for 5.34 billion credits or renewable identification numbers, RINs. About 1.4 billion were for 2023 and 2024. The agency says it will have a draft supplemental rule ready, quote, in the near future. The biofuel industry welcomed EPA's plan to reallocate credits, but refiners blasted it, piling on more than a billion gallons in additional reallocated mandates will do nothing other than increase imports, harm U.S. energy dominance, and cost consumers, said Chet Thompson, president and CEO of the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers. Take note, the reallocation plan is a win for corn and soybean growers and further evidence the Trump administration is banking on biofuel policy to help shore up the ag sector. Trump 2.0 is all in on supporting biofuels and ag. University of Illinois economist Scott Irwin said in a post on X. Ethanol Group optimistic on a pathway for year-round E15. Brian Jennings, CEO of the American Coalition for Ethanol, believes there's a critical mass of political support in the current Congress for permanent year-round E15. Jennings, in an interview with AgriPulse during the ACE annual conference on Friday, said Congress ethanol champions have doubled down in their efforts to find a legislative vehicle for year-round E15 authorization. One such proposal was stripped from the 2024 year-end spending package due to concerns about the size of the legislation. They knew they were so close to getting this done, and then to have that provision among many others removed left a bad taste in their mouth, Jennings said, of ethanol supporters in Congress. Possible vehicles, Jennings said, the upcoming appropriation bill or a continuing resolution could be a good target for year-round E15. While less likely, lawmakers could also use a manager's amendment in the skinny farm bill that is likely to be weighed this fall. Texas leads drop in cattle on feed. The number of cattle in U.S. feedlots continues to shrink. USDA's latest cattle on feed report shows 10.9 million head on feed as of August 1. That's a drop of 2% from the same date last year. Number one, Texas saw a drop from 2.74 million head in August 2024 to 2.49 million this year. Number two, Nebraska is gaining on Texas, going from 2.32 million a year ago to 2.39 million August 1st. Meanwhile, placements in feedlots during July fell 6% below the same month last year to 1.6 million. Marketings of fed cattle last month also dropped 6%, 1.75 million head. Texas has been the hardest hit by the suspension of cattle imports from Mexico. On deck, well, the quarterly trade outlook from the Economic Research Service, that's due out Thursday. The previous report was delayed several days and did not include the accompanying analysis. That report projected an agricultural trade deficit for fiscal 25 of $49.5 billion, up slightly from the previous estimate of $49 billion. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Court upholds flycatcher's listing as endangered species. A federal appeals court has upheld the listing of the southwestern willow flycatcher as an endangered species, rejecting a challenge from the New Mexico Cattle Growers Association. The group says the service has made it virtually impossible to challenge the designation under the Endangered Species Act. But the court said the disagreement hinged on the service choice of studies to evaluate the bird's classification as a valid subspecies. There is no requirement that agencies somehow evaluate data using standards that do not reflect accepted scientific research methodology, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals said in its opinion. HHS stops recognizing unions. The Department of Health and Human Services plans to de-recognize unions representing workers at some of its agencies, according to the American Federation of Government Employees. An AFGE press release says six local AFGE chapters representing workers from the Centers for Disease Control, National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and the Food and Drug Administration are affected. Whether or not HHS recognizes us on paper, we will continue standing together side by side as co-workers to defend our rights and protect the nation's health. That the word of Micah Niemeyer-Walsh, a leader for AFGE Local 3840, which represents NIOSH employees in Ohio. Here's today's final word. This is akin to your neighbor getting a tax break and the IRS showing up at your doorstep with a bill. Simply wrong. That American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers in a statement on the possibility of reallocating wage rents. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, August 25th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.